Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series of studies, Seven Invitations from the Lord, using the word come in those invitations, quote unquote. We have already studied come for salvation, come for satisfaction, come for rest, come for service, and today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the subject, come for discipleship. And we're going to be reading today in the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. We're going to consider the study today under two headings, the individual invitation and the collective invitation. And they're just quite remarkable in their difference. But the two invitations should be taken together into our thinking because we do start out as individuals. This is a matter of individual invitation from the Lord. And at Luke 18, we have the Lord's experience with a rich young ruler who came to him, a very earnest young man, and he wanted to be told how to get to heaven. Now, that's a fair question, and he, well, let's read it from the Scriptures itself. Gospel according to St. Luke, Chapter 18, verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Now, that does not mean, of course, that a rich man can't be saved. But there'll be few of them, because they'll be so absorbed with their riches that they do not get in on the eternal spiritual riches. And so, this is the lesson that we would have brought before us. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? All right. Now, let's talk about this ruler that came to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know... we're going to talk about what he had. Now, he had youth. Now, that's not recorded here in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, but in St. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 22, we learn that he was a young man. Now, I just want you to consider what this young man had to his credit, if you please. He had youth. He had riches. He had prestige. He was a ruler. He had religion. He had kept the commandments from his youth. He had earnestness. He came to the Lord. He had reverence. He called him good master. What an ideal young man. This young man was an ideal young man. He stood out head and shoulders. Think of his advantages, if you will, please. Youth. He had money, and he had the youth to enjoy it. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer there laments the fact that by the time that a man has amassed enough riches that he can enjoy them, he's too old to enjoy them. But here was a young man that was both young and rich, and he had prestige. He was a ruler, and he had religion, earnestness, reverence. We've mentioned all of these. Just think what he had going for him. And he came to the Lord, and he just wanted to have a very earnest answer here. He wanted to know what he needed to obtain eternal life. Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, I'll tell you one thing he lacked. Oh, sadly enough, he lacked faith. He lacked faith, and he lacked a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, and he had the opportunity to express both, to use faith, and to close in with the Lord himself. Just think of what the Lord offered this young man, if you please. He said, All these have I kept from my youth up. And when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me, if you please. A relationship with the Christ of glory, God manifest in the flesh. Think of the opportunities that he had, if you please, what the Lord offered him in this invitation. Come, follow me. And oh, he just did not have the faith to grasp it. And it's faith that relates us to the Lord Jesus, and it's the Lord Jesus that takes us to heaven, of course, by his cross work on the cross of Calvary, when he died for your sins and for my sins. And when the Holy Spirit of God brings that before us, that we're a sinner and that we need the Christ of God and we need his salvation, you and I have that opportunity to accept Christ as our very own Savior. We have the opportunity that this young man passed up, a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus. And we can establish that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, he said, if you will give these things, you're going to have treasure in heaven. This is taught in the 6th chapter of Matthew and in the Sermon on the Mount. Whatever we give to the Lord here, it's going to be multiplied many times when we get to glory. The Lord is not niggardly. He rewards those who serve him. And here this young man missed this opportunity. I think this is one of the saddest portions in the Bible. He went away sorrowing, for he was very rich. Think of what he could have had. Well, we just have to weep almost for this young man. And there are many young men in the world today that are missing the same opportunity, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in him that he did love me, that he did die for me, and expressing that love by a life of service to him in the peace and the joy that his salvation brings. Well, so much for the dear young man. The Lord loved him. We were told that. In Mark's account, I think it's Mark's account, it's one of the accounts in the scripture that the Lord loved this young man. Now, we have collective invitation, and that's found in Mark chapter 8. And you will recognize that fact immediately when we read it, begin reading at verse 34. When he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, this was a group of people, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow me, of course, the disciple is a follower. He's a devotee. He admires somebody. That's what makes him a disciple. Now, the Jewish people claimed that they were Moses' disciples. And then there were the disciples of John and the disciples of our Lord Jesus. Devotees. All right, this is a blank invitation. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I wonder how many of that group took the Lord at his word, accepted this invitation. And then whosoever will save his life shall lose it, for whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he lose the whole world, and gain rather the whole world and lose his own soul? I'm going to read that verse over. For what shall it profit a man, it's a fair question, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul in the process? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me in this adulterous, and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now here is the Lord's offer to the collective group, whosoever. Isn't this marvelous? Now this invitation extends to everybody listening to this broadcast. We can be disciples of our Lord Jesus. We can follow him because we admire him. We can accept this invitation. And certainly What the disciple must renounce is himself, the old nature, Romans chapter 6, and the world by taking up the cross, the Apostle Paul says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The disciple, to become a disciple, has to denounce some things. He has to, as the Lord said, he laid down the requirements. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. That's the old nature. Don't let it have its way. Don't let it predominate in our lives. Don't let that selfish old nature rule. Let Christ's will be the will that guides our lives, not the will of the old nature. Take up his cross and follow me. And Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. That world put my Lord on the cross, and it put me on the cross too, right along with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul says, I am willing to bear the cross. That's what it means, to take my place in death with the Lord Jesus. Now, this is the are the conditions, and then follow me. This is positive. The others are negative. What the disciple must do? Follow me. He must be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He must love the Lord Jesus Christ and do what he does out of love. Now, this young man thought by keeping the Ten Commandments that he was right with God, but there was something within him that created a doubt. And he said to the Lord Jesus, when he came to him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, I'll tell you, it's not our doings. It's not our law keeping that saves us. The law actually the Ten Commandments will condemn us. For the law comes, by the law comes the knowledge of sin, Romans chapter 3. But indeed, we can follow the Lord Jesus because we love him, because he died for us on the cross of Calvary, because we see in him such a friend, such a Lord, such a Savior, such a person. And that is our privilege, to indeed follow him. Now, we have here the Christians, three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, all taken care of. If we follow Christ, we won't be following Satan. These are the requirements for the discipleship, and it's open to everybody that wants it. Our Father, we pray today that you will challenge our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might be true followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.